proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio broadcast. In our series about the Wars of the Jews, we continued looking at the various Jewish conflicts against the Philistines. We left off with Samson during the period of the Judges. After his death, the Philistines continued to wage war against the Israelites. They made further incursions into the southernmost territory of Canaan. In those incursions, the Philistines usually functioned as the aggressors. The fourth chapter of 1 Samuel described an incident that occurred near the end of the period of the Judges. The Israelites, having suffered defeat in their initial encounters with the Philistines, the Israelites sent the Ark of the Covenant into their military encampment, hoping that the presence of the Ark would bring them victory. In the ensuing battle, however, the Philistines captured the Ark of the Covenant. They brought it to Ashdod, one of their cities, and placed it in a temple dedicated to Dagon, who was the chief Philistine deity. After God manifested his power over Dagon, the Philistines sent the Ark of the Covenant to the city of Gath, another of the five cities of the Philistines. The author of 1 Samuel 5 noted, quote, "The hand of the Lord was against the city with a very great destruction." After Gath, the Philistines sent the Ark to the city of Ekron, with the same result ensuing. For 7 months, the Ark of the Covenant remained in Philistine hands before they finally decided to send it back to the Jewish people. The Philistines placed the Ark on a cart, along with gold and jewels and trespass offerings. They attached 2 cows to the cart to pull it. These animals took the conveyance and its contents and brought them back into Israelite territory. Soon after that, though, the Philistines made another attack on Israel. As the prophet Samuel offered a burnt offering to God, he sent thunder upon the Philistines. The Jewish nation pursued the Philistines and trounced them. According to 1 Samuel chapter 7, quote, "The Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel," unquote. According to 1 Samuel chapter 9, God chose Saul to be the first king of Israel in order that, quote, "he may save my people out of the hand of the Philistines," unquote. Saul's entire reign was spent in intermittent warfare against the Philistines. His first recorded battle against them, described in 1 Samuel 13, came after Saul's son Jonathan defeated the Philistine garrison. A later attack by Jonathan would prompt another Israelite military victory against the Philistines. Ultimately, however, Saul and Jonathan both died at the hands of the Philistines in a battle at Mount Gilboa. David, the succeeding king of Israel, had come to prominence through his triumph over Goliath, the Philistine giant. King Saul offered to give David his daughter Michal in marriage, providing David brought him 100 Philistine foreskins. David agreed and exceeded that agreement, bringing back 200 Philistine foreskins. Throughout his reign, King David would continue to wage wars against the Philistines, conquering them. Even after the death of King David, the Israelites and the Philistines fought one another. King Uzziah of Judah defeated the Philistine armies, breaking down several walls of their cities. On the other hand, King Ahaz of Judah lost a number of cities to the Philistine excursions. The Philistines would continue to threaten Israel for a while, but that threat would not end until some years after the Judean kings. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.